I can't, if you take your hand down, I think it would be a little better
mush.
For them. Mush?
Uh-huh.
What about dumplings, Julie?
Yeah, you make them cornmeal dumpling, too.
And how do you make those?
Out of hot water and make it very stiff and just drop them in.
Okay. What do you call cornbread cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Well, Lord, help my soul, I don't know.
I've never seen that.
You didn't? They call that an ash cake.
Is that right?
Or an ash pone.
Never heard of it.
What do you call soft cornbread served with in a bowl with a spoon?
Well, I wouldn't know unless it was a ball. Cornmeal balls.
Oh, and what are they?
Cornmeal balls.
Uh-huh. How do you make those?
Same way, with the hot boiling water and just drop them in.
Uh-huh. I think it's sort of like a cereal, some this stuff that they're asking about. Is that what mush would be?
Well, I guess it would be.
How do you make that?
Well, if you're boiling turnips,
uh-huh,
you take your meal and make it very stiff and just drop them in, and they're called dumplings. And I don't know whether they'd call me cereal or not.
Well, what about mush? How do you make that?
That just comes off of the dumplings and make a thick soup like.
Oh. I know, because it cooks apart and that's what...
Just a little bit comes off of each one.
What do you call bread in loaves made of white...
Loaf bread.
What do you call a round, flat pastry about this big that has a hole in the middle, and it's made with baking powder?
Donuts.
Okay. What do you call the same thing if it's made with yeast?
I would say that you would call them still donuts.
That's a hard one, because so few, you know, so few people make their own donuts anymore. It's hard to know which ones are which. What do you call the round, flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet, and you eat them with syrup?
Pancakes.
What do you call meat from the side of the hog, salted but not smoked?
Side meat.
Okay, did your mother have a different word for that?
No, not that I know. It was always called side meat. And that was just called side meat.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl, hog's head, and so forth?
Hog cheese.
Pardon?
Hog cheese.
Hog cheese?
Uh-huh.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The core?
Of a cherry.
The little seeds.
Uh-huh. What do you call the center of a peach?
Kernel.
What do you call the peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
It just won't turn loose.
Uh-huh. What do you call that?
Pressed peach.
What about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
Oh, shoot. What do you call a peach that's full open?
I can't tell you the name of it. That was a salt peach.
It's a salt peach.
Pardon?
Salt peach.
That's it. Okay. Now, if I'm asking you any questions, then you can think of something that your father might have said different, or, you know, your grandfather might have said different. It would be really good if you would tell me, like, I say this, but they would have said that, because that really helps. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? Snap beans.
Okay, can you think of any other?
No, I really can't.
Okay, what are some kind of beans that you need to shell?
Butter beans.